Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Call them. Here's their number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what are you covering today for Murder Monday?
Nanny Doss says she was searching for the perfect mate, and she wouldn't stop her murder spree until she found him. This is the case of the giggling granny. Thank you. Nanny Doss seemed like a sweet lady. She smiled, she laughed all the time. She married, had four children, and spent time with her grandchildren. But behind the happy facade was a trail of death and murder. It was then that Nanny Doss confesses to killing four of her five husbands, and authorities believe she may have killed many of her blood relatives as well. So let's examine this case. So Nanny Doss, she grew up on a farm in Blue Mountain, Alabama. Instead of going to school, all five of her siblings stayed home to work on household chores all the time and tend to the family farm. At age seven, Doss suffered a head injury while riding a train, the head injury that changed her life forever. When she was a teenager, Doss dreamed of living a life with her future husband. She often read romance novels and columns, especially the Lonely Hearts column. It took up much of her spare time. Perhaps she used the romance magazines as an escape from her abusive father while her mother turned a blind eye. Then when she grew up, the marriages began. At the age of 16, Nanny wed a man that she only knew for 4 months. His name was Charlie Braggs, and Doss had four children with him. The marriage soon fell apart. Perhaps it was her mother-in-law that kickstarted Nanny's murdering spree. Two children died mysteriously under mysterious circumstances that same year. One moment, the kids were perfectly healthy. Then all of a sudden, they died without apparent cause. The couple after that divorced. Nanny not blamed for a thing. Just a year after her divorce, Doss married her second husband. He was an abusive alcoholic from Jacksonville, Florida, named Frank Harrelson. The two met through a Lonely Hearts column, looking for love, both of them. Harrelson wrote her romantic letters 24/7, while Doss responded with racy letters and sexy photos. Despite the abuse, the marriage did last 16 years. During this time, Doss likely killed her own newborn granddaughter a few days after the birth by using a hairpin to stab her. Won't go into too much detail there. A few months after the granddaughter's death, her two-year-old grandson, Robert, died of asphyxiation while in Nanny's care. Harrelson was next on the murder list, her husband. Following a night of drunken craziness, Doss mixed a secret ingredient into his hidden jar of moonshine. He was dead less than a week later. People assumed he died of food poisoning. Meanwhile, she collected enough life insurance money from his death to buy a plot of land and a house near Jacksonville. Ari Lanning of Lexington, North Carolina, died next after he responded to a Lonely Hearts classified column trying to get with Nanny again. Playing the doting wife, Doss added poison to one of his meals, and he died shortly thereafter. He was a heavy drinker, so doctors thought, oh, it was probably due to a heart attack due to all of the alcohol. Twisted as it may be, Nanny Doss laughed as she was interviewed by police after confessing to the poison. Next up, Nanny's true love, Richard Morton. Now, Richard was a bit of a playboy. He spent lots of his time while married to Nanny with other women. However, she didn't discover this just yet because she was distracted by other matters. So her mom needed a caretaker after she had fallen and broken a hip. Her mom passed away, suspiciously, under Nanny's care. Shortly after her mother's death, one of Nanny's sisters died suddenly as well after coming into contact with Nanny. Doss was too consumed with her mother and her sister to really realize her husband had been stepping out. But that changed. When she found out, she put her full attention on her cheating husband, and he died too, under mysterious circumstances. Coming up, Nanny's final victim and the giggles that earned her the name of Giggling Granny.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Mackenzie, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Well, she was a hopeless romantic and a cold-blooded killer. This is the case of Nanny Doss, known as the Giggling Granny. So Nanny murdered 4 out of 5 of her husband's plus multiple family members. Her final victim was Samuel Doss of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was neither drunk nor abusive. He simply made the mistake of telling his wife that she could only read magazines or watch television shows that were for educational purposes. That did not sit well with Nanny. She laced a prune cake with poison. And old Samuel
Not Doss the prune cake! No!
Spent a month recovering in the hospital from that. A few days after he got home, she goes, "Hey, honey, I made you some coffee." Guess what? Rat poison in the coffee. Nanny finished him off. This is where Nanny Doss, though, made a mistake. The doctor who treated her fifth and final husband had suspected foul play all along but had no proof. So finally, they were able to perform an autopsy, and they found it foul play. The physician finally was able to convince people, hey, this woman is a murderer. There were huge amounts of poison in his body, and they alerted police. She was finally arrested. Now, when she confessed to killing 4 of her 5 ex-husbands, but she would not say that she killed her family members, even though she did. It turns out she always used rat poison. And here's the thing. She said she didn't kill for the insurance money. It was because she was looking for love, and she wasn't going to stop until she found it. She'd get sick of a husband and kill him off. Now, suspects think that she killed as many as 12 people, most of whom were blood related. She blamed the murderous escapades on her brain injury from when she was a kid, and she got the name Giggling Granny because every time she told the story of how she killed one of her late husbands, she giggled uncontrollably. She would break into a smile while admitting it and signing statements that she killed them with rat poison. Again, saying her motive was romance. She was looking for the perfect mate and wouldn't stop. Nanny was served a life sentence in prison, and that is where she died. And Nanny is said to actually have inspired other serial killers, one of which turned her murder victims into soap and tea cakes.
Well, that's disturbing.
That's very disturbing. Wow, so just be careful who you hook up with over love, pork chop.
Yeah, try to avoid all the grannies that are coming into your DMs.
It's weird, she looked just like Roseanne Barr, like a smiling Roseanne Barr.
And she, wait a minute, she could be a distant relative, because doesn't Roseanne have the laugh at the end of the theme song? What?
I think we just cracked the case.
Oh my gosh. All right. That's Murder Monday with Mackenzie.